The monitoring of bottom fishing that takes place in federal waters off Alaska's coastline has come into the spotlight recently because hook and line and pot gear fishermen who operate relatively small boats from 40 to 57 and a half feet may be selected to carry human observers, basically a technician who counts and weighs some of the fish that come over the rail and takes tissue samples. Observers are, and have been for decades, an important tool for determining bycatch, the amount of fish caught unintentionally in the traditionally large boat fisheries. Martin Lefled, the director of NOAA's Observer Program in Seattle, told a room full of about 45 Sitka halibut and black cod fishermen that the goal was to assess everything that came out of the ocean. No one in the room disputed this goal, but getting there remains a problem, especially in a boat that may be no longer than a couple of large pickup trucks parked end to end. Lefled said he began his career in the late 1970s as an observer on the foreign fleet. He said electronic monitoring, cameras, were not going to replace human observers anytime soon.
I think the way to phrase it from my perspective is to develop it as a tool that can be used to some degree in the fisheries management process. I think it's unrealistic from my desk to think that it will ever take an otolith out of a fish. That's something we do.
An otolith is an ear bone used to determine the age of a species. But Lefled conceded that electronic monitoring one day could be very useful in determining the location and time of fishing, the number of fish, and the composition of the catch, and possibly its weight.
An awful lot of what we do is managed by weight and not by number of fish. So the weight is kind of a key consideration.
Speaking from the audience, Linda Benkin, the director of the Alaska Longline Fishermen's Association, noted that 90% of the catch was landed at onshore processors where this data could be easily collected. Lefled suggested that was inadequate.
If there are some beasts that simply never make it to the dock, the only way to get those beasts is on the boat.
He went on to say that there was potential for cameras to have a primary role with human observers in a secondary role supplementing that information. Lefled said NOAA planned to spend about $200,000 testing electronic monitoring on volunteer boats this season. Besides scientific data, he said there are other details to consider. Who's obligated to power the system? Who's responsible for keeping it clean and functioning? And could a fishing trip be cut short if the electronic monitoring system failed? Lefled said his office planned to get a draft document before the North Pacific Fisheries Management Council by this June, but even if some of these basic questions could be addressed, he could pretty much guarantee you won't have regs in place by 2014. Beginning this year, halibut fishing boats 57 and a half feet and over will have a 15% chance of having one of their trips selected for observer coverage. Boats down to 40 feet will have a smaller chance of selection, but if selected, they'll have to carry an observer on every trip for a two-month period. This amounts to about 1,300 additional boats now subject to observer coverage. Last month, a private cruise line, the Boat Company, filed a legal challenge against the program, arguing that it was diverting observer resources from larger vessels, which have a proportionately larger effect on bycatch. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.